Father God, as I come before you, Lord, in all things, Lord, that you might be glorified, that we may go forth with your word, and Lord, to declare all the things that you want declared in those last days. Lord, that we not turn away from the message that you have given us to turn away from. Though men may get tired of hearing it, Lord, we must continue to preach it as you have given us to us, to declare your judgment in these last and final days, Lord. Because we are in the last days, O God. And men's hearts have waxed cold against you because iniquity has abounded in the earth. And I just thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, that your name may go forth and be glorified among all the nations of the earth. To you be glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, so we just want to continue to speak the things that thus says the Lord God, according to his working and according to his will. You know, because God wants us to proclaim it, and he wants us to proclaim it with a loud voice. And that we don't deter, from the message that's at hand, and that is that judgment is in the earth. God's judgment is mighty, because he's waited years, thousands of years, for men, for the cup of iniquity to be filled, and so now we are at that time, because you can see, that sin is everywhere. It's in the land, it's in the churches, it's in politics. People don't really care about God. They're not thinking about God. They don't want to hear about God. They don't mind if you come to them with religion, because everybody wants to feel like they have some form of religion. But as far as seeking the one true living God, people don't really care, they're more about unity now than anything else. The nations want to be unified. The churches want to be unified. The financial systems want to be unified. And so that's what they will get. They will all speak with one voice and one heart. But this will be against the Almighty God. And all these things were written beforehand that we might know that when they come upon the earth, that the word of the Lord is true. That God's word will stand forever. In wickedness is not going to stop it. We can try to devise our own ways and devise our own counsel against God, but these things will not prosper. And even they might seem to prosper for a while, but in the end, they all will fail. Because in the end, it is God's kingdom that will be everlasting, even as he showed Daniel's thousands and thousands of years ago, that is the one true everlasting kingdom. He told Daniel, go your way. You will sleep with your fathers. These things will be fulfilled, not in your time, but after your time. And now they're in our time. And all these things are being fulfilled according to the will of God. Okay, so men can, they can try to deviate from the truth, but Jesus told us that the truth is the only thing that will set us free. It will set us free from the bondage of sin, that it might give us life and give us strength to endure the onslaught that's about to come upon the face of the earth. Because you see these people working in the government to devise things, to do things their own way. They're moving people out so they can move their people in, that are loyal to them, so they all can speak with one mind, with Elon Musk and his crew. These people will definitely speak according to what he wants them to say. Who knows, these may be the first people that will be implanted with the chips, because, this is what they really want to do to all mankind. So, of course, You know, they have the ability to put the chips in these people so that they are part human and they are part computers, so that they can work endlessly, you know, and they can work more efficiently. The Department of Government Efficiency. You understand? Because they're not really human, you know. They are partly human, you know. And these are the things that the Lord God spoke about. And that's why we must not receive their mark and we must not receive their chip. You understand? Because then we won't be human. We will no longer have a will for God. You understand? They will implant in us so we can be subject to them and to their devices. You understand? So we have got to get away from these things and shun these things. Count it a blessing. Count it a blessing if they move you out of the government working. Because now you can seek God. You can seek God. And you don't have to become a part of this world system and this world government and this world religion. That you are free from these things. And that God Almighty is able to sustain you no matter what. It's time for us to lift our eyes up and our hearts up to God. You understand? He is the creator of all things. He is the creator of all things. Yes. And we must submit to him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Let God rule in your hearts and in your minds. Let God take control of your total being. Let the Spirit of God rule in you. That way men's thoughts and men's devices don't rule in you. We must come up to the level of sanctification and purity in the eyes of the Almighty God. God will not tolerate sin at any level, no matter where it comes from. You know, I used to hear one of these old preachers used to say, from the pulpit to the pews, it doesn't matter. God will deal with sin in manner in like manner. You understand? It doesn't matter. If you sin, that soul shall die. So we can't transgress God's word, God's laws, and expect that we shall live. Even though Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Because the Lord is a glorious God. And all he wants to do is to sanctify us unto him. And to purge us. Even to the depth of our souls. There's time that we need to meditate upon the Lord. Turn off your TVs. Turn off your devices. And take time to meditate upon the goodness of the Lord. That he might reveal himself to you in these last days. Because destruction is coming unto the earth. Destruction is coming to America. Destruction is coming to the nations. These are woeful people. They are set on doing evil and not good. Wherefore, God shall reward them according to the works of their hands. He will reward them according to their works. Woe, 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 woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America must fall. She will crumble because of all the evil that's in the land. The soul that sinneth, like the Lord said, it shall die. You understand? There's no doubt about it. We can't live in our sin and expect to live before God. Daily confess our sins unto him that he might purge us. Purge us so we don't continue in our lust. That our hearts not deceive us. But that we might produce fruits meet to repentance. It's time to rejoice in the kingdom of God. It is time to yield your members unto him. He can keep us. He can purify us. He can cleanse us by his spirit and by his word. Thanks be unto God and our Lord Jesus Christ for the grace that he has bestowed upon us. But let not our grace, that grace be in vain, or our running be in vain. Let us continue through faith, which produces works unto righteousness and holiness. God require us to have a pure heart, that we might stand before him humbly and in all meekness, that he might be glorified in us and through us and by us. By his spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you for your might. Thank you for your strength. That you have sanctified us unto the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That we might endure until the end, Lord. That we might finish our course. You are a holy God. A righteous God. We bless your holy name. Yield yourself unto the Lord. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. The wrath of God will be poured out upon this earth. Repent. Repent. Destruction is coming. The time is now. The time is now. The time is now. The voice is crying in the wilderness. And the hearts of men must be turned unto the living God before his coming. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and the terrible day of the Lord. That day is at hand. We are proclaiming it through the Spirit of the Almighty God. We don't have time to waste doing idle work. But let our service be unto the Lord. There's no time to just sit around and just watch your TV. You must seek the living God. The wrath of God will be poured out. Repent, says the Lord God Almighty. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.